Would you turn with me to Psalm 78?
请我们打开诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78。
诗篇七十八篇。
I will read the first eight verses.
头八节。
Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord.And his strength and his wondrous works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children that should be born, who should arise.And tell them to their children, that they may set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God.
诗篇七十八篇第一节到第八节，我的民啊，你们要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语，是我们所听见所知道的，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为，述说给后代听。因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的，要将生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙，好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令，不要像我们的祖宗是顽梗悖逆、居心不正之辈，向着神心不诚实。
And also will you turn with me to the 81st Psalm?
诗篇八十一篇。
We'll read just a few verses in it. Sing aloud unto God our strength.Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Raise a song, bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance for the God of Jacob.
诗篇八十一篇第一到第四节，你们当向神我们的力量大声欢呼，向雅各的神发声欢乐，唱起诗歌，打手鼓，弹美色与美琴与瑟。当在月朔并月望我们过节的日期吹角，因为这是以色列定的律例，是雅各神的典章。
He appointedIt in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out over the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I knew not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were free from the basket. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah.
第五节，他去攻击埃及的时候，埃及地的时候，在约瑟中间立此为证。 我在那里听见我所不明白的言语，神说，我使你的肩得脱重担，你的手放下筐子，你在急难中呼求，我就搭救你，我在雷的隐秘处应允你，在米利巴水那里试验你。
Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wouldest hearken unto me. There shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any foreign God. I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people hearkened not to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I let them go after the stubbornness of their heart, that they might walk in their own counsels.
我的民啊，你当听，我要劝诫你。以色列啊，甚愿你肯听从我。在你当中不可有别的神，外邦的神你也不可下拜。我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来，你要大大张口，我就给你充满。无奈我的民不听我的声音，以色列全不理我，我便任凭他们心里刚硬，随自己的计谋而行。
Oh, that my people would hearken unto me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should submit themselves unto him, but their time should endure forever. He would feed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Would I satisfy them?
我甚愿我的民肯听从我，以色列肯行我的道，我便速速制服他们的仇敌，反手攻击他们的敌人。恨耶和华的人必来投降，但他的百姓必永久长存。他也必拿上好的麦子给他们吃，又拿从磐石出的蜂蜜叫他们饱足。
Should we have a further word of prayer?
让我们在一起有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we are here gathered in your presence.
亲爱的主，让我们再次聚集在你的面前。
And we thank you, Father, that you can meet us at the beginning of this conference.
天父，我们实在感谢你，在这个特会的开始，你就与我们同在。
Dear Lord, we need you.
亲爱的主，我们何等需要你。
We are living in perilous and dangerous and confused days.
因为我们在一个非常危险也是非常混乱的时代里头。
Judgment is abroad in the land.
我们看见你自己审判的手在地上。
We need you, Lord.
主啊，我们需要你。
We need to hear you.
我们需要听见你自己说话。
We need that you would touch the eyes of our hearts.
我们需要你打开我们心中的眼睛。
Beloved Lord, we thank you that you have provided us with an anointing.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，你为我们预备了恩膏。
You have provided it through the finished work of our Lord Jesus.
乃是按着主耶稣完成的工作，你把这个恩膏赏给我们。
You have provided it for both the speaking of your word, the translating of your word, and the hearing of your word.
这个恩膏为着讲员，为着翻译，也为着所有听到的。
And into that anointing we stand by faith.
我们因着信就站在这个恩膏的里面。
Let that grace and power of yours be upon us this evening.
我们求主恩典的主，让这个能力在我们中间。
Meet with us, Lord.
求你遇见我们每一个人。
In some way reveal yourself to us.
把你自己启示给我们每一个人。
And we shall be careful to give you all the worship and praise of our hearts.
我们愿意把心里的敬拜完全献给你。
For answering this prayer.
你听我们的祷告。
阿门。
阿门。
The theme, I think, you all know of this conference is recovering the testimony of Christ.
我想这次大会的主题，我们大家应该都知道，是恢复耶稣基督的见证。
And my responsibility is the receiving of the testimony of God in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament.
那我的部分呢，是讲到在旧约里面，神的子民从神接受这一个神的见证。
Israel was chosen by God to receive His testimony.
以色列被神拣选来承接这一个见证。
If you consider that psalm that we, those two psalms we've read together, you've got it in a few words.
如果你注意我们刚刚读的两处的圣经在诗篇里面，你就知道那一个神的话是怎么样托付给犹太人。
In chapter 78 and verse 5, for he established a testimony in Jacob.
如果你注意78篇我们刚刚念的第五节，因为他在雅各中立了法度。
Could there be anyone more hopeless than Jacob?
在旧约的人选当中，哪一个能够比雅各更没有希望的一个人？
Yet it is in Jacob that he establishes his testimony.
但是他却拣选雅各在他的里面来建立这一个见证。
And we had it in the psalm that we read in 881st psalm.
那我们在81篇也看到这一句这样类似的。
It is quite an amazing thing that God should have chosen Israel.
所以你能够看见神是何等的稀奇来拣选以色列。
He did not choose them because they were great in number.
神不因为他们人多而拣选他们。
He did not choose them because they were pure.
也不是因为他们纯洁而拣选他们。
He chose them because he loved them.
只有因为他爱他们，所以神拣选他们。
This we find together in the Word of God in Deuteronomy.
我们如果打开生命记。
And chapter 7,
第七章
and verse 6,
第六节
For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a people for his own possession, above all peoples that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you.Because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all peoples. But because the Lord loveth you, and because he would keep the oath which he sware unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
在生命记第七章第六节这样说，因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的名，耶和华你神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民，耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因为你们人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，只因耶和华爱你们，所以要守他的向你们列祖起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。
The key to this is the little phrase for his own possession.
在这段话里头的那个要词就是拣选你们做他的产业。
That is the testimony.
这个是见证。
He loved them.
因为神爱他们。
And chose them.
拣选他们。
To be a people set apart from all people.
让他们从万民中分别出来。
To be his own possession.
成为神特特的产业。
It is interesting when you go back to Abraham.
如果你再回到亚伯兰的身上。
You know when the God of glory appeared to him.
神的荣耀向亚伯兰显现。
According to our tradition, Abraham was an aristocrat.
照我们的这个传统来说的话，亚伯兰当年是一个贵族。
Came from one of the great ruling families of Ur of the Chaldees.
是在这个加勒底的乌尔是一个望族。
It's not as some liberal theologians say, some illiterate, smelly Bedouin shepherd.
不是像有一些自由派的神学家说，亚伯兰以前是一个小民，是没有学问的牧羊人。
According to the Talmud, Abraham's family, his father, Terah, had a very lucrative idol business.
从古卷里面后我们知道他的父亲塔拉是一个很成功的生意人，而且是做偶像生意的。
It was a very good business.
在当年是很赚钱的。
There were idols on every corner.
那个社会里面到处都是偶像。
Idols for the living room, idols for the kitchen, idols for the bedroom.
在客房有客房的偶像，在这个主人房有主人房的偶像，每一个房间都有偶像。
And according to our tradition, Abraham was a very clever salesman.
那么犹太人的传统也告诉我们，这一个亚伯兰当年也是一个很会做生意的一个人，一个年轻人。
And then the God of glory appeared to him.
但是有一天。荣耀的神向这个年轻人显现。
In that stunning moment,
在那一刻
Abraham was changed.
他改变了。
He never worshipped an idol again.
他从那天起再不从不拜偶像了。
He never made an idol again.
也再也不制造偶像了。
He saw in the God of glory.
因为他见到荣耀的神。
The city of glory.
他也看到那个荣耀的城。
He saw more than most Christians.
他所看见的比今天很多的基督徒所看见的更多。
And God said to him,
那个时候神对他这样说，
Out of thee shall come a great nation.
从你要生出一个大的国。
And he went on to say, In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
也因着你万民要蒙福。
Two things,
两件事。
A great nation,
要有一个大国。
Not great in numbers,
并不是说有很多的人。
But great because God dwells amongst them.
这个国家成为大国是因为神住在这个国中。
This little people that God chose,
这一小群人神拣选他们。
Were by the grace of God,
是神的恩典。
And the power of God,
神的能力
to influence the whole of world history.
然后来影响到整个世界的历史。
Because God chose them as his own possession.
因为神当年拣选他们成为神的产业。
Then it changed the world.
然后改变了世界。
The second thing,Was in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
然后第二个重要的点就是，因着他要祝福地上的万民。
This is not the Jews.
不是只祝福犹太人。
This is all the people.
乃是指的万民说的。
Every ethnic group.
每一个世界上的民。
Every race.
每一个人种。
Every color.
每一个颜色。
Every tongue.
每一个方言。
It was an amazing promise that God made to Abraham.
所以这个应许是一个 伟大的应许对亚伯拉罕来说的。
It never left his seed.
这个离不开他的那个种。
Jacob.
雅各。
Was a twister.
他是一个诡诈的人。
That's what his name means in Hebrew.
那一个希伯来的意思，这个雅各的意思就是
grandfather's gift.
他大概从他祖父传下来的。
Dear Jacob,
雅各
he twisted his twin brother.
他诡诈地对待他的双生的兄弟哥哥
first, the birthright,
把他的长子名分骗过来
secondly, the blessing.
然后又把他爸爸的祝福骗过来
and then he had to flee for his life.
然后他为他的生命逃走
and God met him.
然后神遇见这个人
He had a dream,
他做一个梦
with his head on a pillow of stone.
他在做梦的时候他脑袋是枕着一块石头
Maybe it helped him to dream.
可能因着那个缘故他做了一个梦
But in that dream,
在那个梦的里面
he saw God,
他遇见主
standing,
神站在他面前
over against the ladder.
然后有一个天梯
And the angels were ascending and descending.
他看见天使在这个梯上上去下来。
Not descending and ascending.
不是先下来再上去。
Ascending and descending.
乃是上去下来。
And when he woke up, he said, "This is the house of God."
当他梦醒的时候，他说：“这个地方乃是神的家。”
God sent him to the only other clever swindler in the Middle East.
所以呢，神就给他找另外一个人，也是在当代有名的一个很诡诈的人。
It was his uncle.
就是他的舅舅拉班。
The two of them swindled each other for 21 years.
然后这两个保人就在一起互相诡诈了21年。
Until finally.Jacob saw himself.
终于有一天他在这一个斗争的里头认识了自己。
First in Laban, then in Leah, and finally in Rachel.
他看见他自己在他的舅舅身上看到他的影子，然后就是利亚，然后是拉结。
Only then did God change him.
当他从这三个人的经历之后，神才改变他。
He was alone.
那个时候他是单独的面对
神。Laban was behind him. Esau was in front of him.
在那一刻，他的舅舅是在他的后头。
And then God wrestled with him.
他的前面是他的哥哥在等着他，然后神跟他摔跤。
It is an amazing story.
这是一个非常有意思的故事。
I mean.Someone like in human form wrestled with Jacob.
有一个天使，好像穿着人的身体，在那里跟这个雅各摔跤。
No one can tell me that mysterious stranger could not knock Jacob out with one blow.
没有人可以说服我说。这一个天使不能用一个很简单的方法一次就把他打垮。
Jacob was a strong young man.
虽然雅各是一个强壮的年轻人。
It took all the shepherds to roll back the stone, but Jacob did it for Rachel alone.
要好几个男的才有办法把那个石头搬开，他一个人为了拉结，他一手就把他推开。
But that heavenly visitor.That wrestled with Jacob made himself weak so that Jacob could get him in a wrestling clinch.
但是那一天当他与天使摔跤的时候这个天使 故意使他自己成为软弱，让他能够有长的时间跟雅各摔跤摔了一晚上。
And Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
然后雅各说，如果你不祝福我，我不让你走。
And the Lord said to him,
神对他这样说，
What's your name?
你的名字叫什么？
As if the Lord didn't know his name.
好像主不知道他的名字一样。
The Lord had arranged the whole thing.
这整个的事情是神一手安排的。
He'd taken him from his home.
他从他的家开始做
起。All these relationships and circumstances.
然后兴起这么多的环境来对付他。
And the Lord said, What's your name?
然后神问他，你叫什么名字？
Of course he knew.
当然他知道他的名字。
And Jacob could have said,
那雅各可以回答，
I'm Abraham's grandson.
我是亚伯拉罕的孙子。
That would have been a good get out.
这样拉了个关系，他可以逃掉。
I'm Isaac's son.
我是这个以撒的儿子。
Then he said,
然后他说，
I'm Jacob.
他说，我是雅各。
I'm the twister.
我是这一个摔跤者。
And God said to him, You shall no more be called Jacob.
神对他说，从今以后你不要再叫雅各了。
You shall be called Israel.
你要叫以色列。
Prince with God.
是神的王子。
This is the testimony of God.
这个是神的见证。
Then the Lord took him back to Bethel.
然后神再把他带回到伯特利。
That's where he had begun.
因为伯特利是他开始的那个点。
And then he came in a full circle.
所以他，你看到神带他绕一圈，回到他的原点。
The house of God.
来到神的家的，这是这一个地点的意思，神的家。
This is what the Lord meant when he said, I have loved you and have chosen you because, not because you were many or great, but because of the oath I swore to your fathers.
这就是刚刚我们读的圣经，神对犹太人说，不是因为你们人多，所以我拣选你们。那相反的，你是在众民中是最少的。我拣选你是因为我爱你。
They were an especial people.
你们是独特的民。
God chose them.
神拣选他
们。He set them apart from all other nations.
从万民中分别出来。
Even when Balak paid Balaam to curse them.
在民数记里面有这样一段记载，说到巴勒雇了一个先知来咒诅以色列人。
Balaam found he couldn't curse them.
但是巴兰说，我没有办法咒诅他们。
He could only bless them.
我只能祝福他们。
And he said, in Numbers 23 and verse 9,
在这个民数记二十三章第九节，
he said this extraordinary thing.
巴兰说这句话。
From the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, it is a people that dwelleth alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations.
民数记二十三章第九节，我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民中。
Everything the Lord did with this people.Was to make them separate.
神在以色列人身上所做的每一件事情都有一个特点，就是要把他这一群人跟万民分别。
He gave them laws over food.
神给他们这个食物的律法。
This was to ensure that they couldn't be assimilated by other people.
也就是说，犹太人的这个特殊的食物的律法，使他们跟外民吃东西的方法不一样。
We eat food as a kind of expression. We have friends come to us, we go to them. It's like fellowship.
我们都知道食物让我们在一起享受，我们能够互相的交往。
Now I don't have to say anything to the Chinese about eating.
我不需要对中国人来说食物的重要。
But by giving special laws that they could not eat this, they could not eat that, they couldn't eat the other, and all the other laws to do with food, he cut right across that sharing.
因着神给犹太人有这么多的规条，关于食物什么可以吃，什么不可以吃，这个独特的吃法使他们跟外邦人没有办法来往。
And the reason we are today a people is because of those unbelievable laws that kept this nation separate from other nations.
所以你会发现这几千年来犹太人怎么样能够跟外邦人分别呢？保持了那么长的时间，这个食物的跟外邦人的不同是一个方法。
Not only food laws. Not only food laws.
不单单食物上有律法规定。
Marriage.
婚姻也有规定。
No Jew was to marry a non-Jew.
犹太人不能跟外邦人结婚的。
They were apart.
因为要分别为
圣。Separate.
分别为圣。
Holy.
分别为圣。
Not only marriage.
不单单婚姻是如此。
Dress.
穿衣服。
You know, they had to wear, the men had to wear a shirt underneath.Their outer garment, with tassels.
犹太人的男人要穿这个衬衫在里面，外面才有外袍。
Just to show they were a people that belonged to heaven.
这个穿法是选民，这些人是属天的。
And not only that, but in their behavior, everything.
所以你会发现，食衣住行都与外邦人不一样。
God said they were a people for his own possession.
因为神很特殊的指明这一群人是特特属我的。
He owned them as his own.
好像神拥有了这一群人。
And the land he gave them he called 13 times my land.
神把一块地赏给他们，神十三次在圣经里说，这是我的土地。
That covenant he made with Abraham and the seed of Abraham through Isaac, not Ishmael. He made a separate covenant with Ishmael. And to Jacob, not Esau. He has kept to this day.
那个约与亚伯拉罕与他的子孙所立的这个约，神特别保守，从亚伯拉罕到以撒，而不是以斯玛利，然后从以撒到雅各，而不是以扫，是这一条线一直下来，一直到今天，神还持守这一个约。
I don't want to digress, but I will say this.The division of the promised land lies at the root of the judgment that is falling upon the United States.
所以我并不是要离题，但是我要顺便提到，既然讲到这里，我要提出来，今天把这个巴勒斯坦分成两块，统治这个做法，就是今天美国为什么会有这么多问题的原因，是遭到神的咒诅。
And also the United Kingdom.
联合国也包括在内。
And also the European Union.
也包括欧盟在内。
God has a controversy with the nations.
因为神与这些国家因着这块地的问题有很大的冲突。
The financial meltdown.The economic recession, the climate change is all to do with the promised land and the division of it.
所以今天世界上所面临的经济的萧条、金融的海啸，还有这个生态的问题，这些都与世界各国对这个巴勒斯坦这块土地的政策来分割而治。这个政策有关系。
But let me come back to this question. What was the testimony of God?
所以现在我再把话拉回来，
到底神的 received by Israel，
神对犹太人所托付的这个见证是什么
？That He chose them to be a special people，
神拣选他们特特做一批不同于世人
，separate from all others，
从万民中分别出来
，and He promised， He desired to dwell amongst them。
神答应他们愿意住在他们中间。
They should be His own possession。
这群人是特特属于耶和华的。
Just to go back to the very beginning。
让我们回到原初。
Do you remember the pillar of cloud and fire？
你记得以色列人出埃及的那个云柱与火柱吗
？That was the testimony of God。
那个是耶和华的见证。
That was the presence of God.
因为那象征着神与他们同在。
That was the presence of God manifested.
神的同在显明出来。
No other nation had such an experience.
因为万民中没有任何的国家或民族有同样的经历。
It was all to do with a divine purpose.
因为这个显明是有神的旨意在那里的。
There's much more I could say on this, but I must go on.
我可以说很多，但是我必须向前。
There is yet another matter I would like to talk about in this testimony of God.
我还要讲到关于神旨意、神的见证与犹太人的关系。
The Apostle Paul put it very simply.
保罗是这样说的。
What advantage is there in being a Jew?
那做犹太人有什么？益处呢
？And circumcision，
还有割礼。
And he answered it。
他就这样回答。
Much in every way。
许多方面都有益处。
Firstly，
第一
，To them were committed the oracles of God，
就是神把圣言托付给他们。
Here is the testimony of God，
这里有神的见证。
To this nation。And to no other, God committed Himself.
神把他自己没有托付给任何其他的人，只有这一群人。
He revealed His heart and His mind.
神把他自己的心与他的思想来启示给这一群人。
I don't know if I'm making myself clear enough.
我有没有把我的这个点说明得清楚？
But this nation of Israel,
这个以色列的国家
was to be the custodian of the revelation of God's heart and mind.
是神心意思想的那一个 管理人
Through them, this word of God would come to the nations.
要经过这个管理的人，神把他的话来向这个全世界万民宣告。
By them the light of God would shine in a world that was totally dark.
在这个整个黑暗的世界里面，神把他的话语借着犹太人把它表明出来。
It was the word of God. It was the word of God.
这是神的话语。
Every part of that word was centered in Christ.
那这个神的话语呢，每一个部分都是以耶稣基督为中心的。
For instance, take the words of the Lord Jesus.
像主耶稣自己说。
In Luke's Gospel.
在路加福音。
Chapter 24.
24章。
And verse 27.
27节
and beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
24章27节，于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Or again in the same chapter,
同样这一章
verse 44.
44节
to 47,
47节,
and he said unto them, These are my words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must needs be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their mind that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, Thus it is written, that the Messiah should suffer and rise again from the dead on the third day.
耶稣对他们说：“这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。”于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
Isn't this amazing?
这不是很稀奇吗？
The only responsibility I have this evening is to speak about receiving the testimony of God in the Old Covenant.
我的责任今天晚上是要让弟兄姊妹看见，在旧约的里面，神怎么样把他的见证托付给他们。
You have 39 books of the Old Covenant.
在整个的旧约里面，39卷书。
The early church had nothing else.
在初代的教会。 除了这39卷，没有其他的经典。
From those 39 books, they preached the gospel.
从39卷旧约的书卷里头，他们把福音讲出来。
Marvelous.
何等稀奇。
So amazing is this book.
这些书多么奇妙啊。
This book is alive.
这个书是有生命的。
It may not be to you, but it is alive.
对你可能觉得枯燥，但是这39卷非常有生命。
When the Spirit of God takes this book,
当神的灵把这个书抓住，
He can take a verse,
他能够用其中一句话，
a sentence,
一节，
a phrase,
一句，
and bring it into you,
讲到你里面去。
And in that moment, your whole life is flooded with divine light.
在那一刻，你里面就好像充满了光。
Now, Shakespeare is wonderful.
莎士比亚很好,
but I have never heard of an alcoholic delivered from his alcoholism by a word from Shakespeare.
但是我从来没有听过一个醉酒的人因为读了莎士比亚的剧作，然后他就喝酒了。
Nor have I ever heard of a drug addict saved from his drug addiction by a word from Shakespeare.
我也没有看过一个 这个有吸毒的人，因为读了莎士比亚的剧作，然后他就不吸毒了。
I mean the Confucian analects are wonderful.
孔子的书也是很不错的。But
has anyone ever been saved?
但是有没有人读了孔子的书而得救呢？
Never.
从来没有。But
this book,
但是圣经,
the Spirit of God can take it into your life and heart.
神能够用这圣经的话带到你的生命中，
save you，
拯救你，
bring you into a union with God，
然后把你跟神联合在一起，在基督里。
It is amazing，
这是何等奇妙。
Dear folks， it is amazing when you think of this testimony of God that was received in the Old Covenant。
所以你当你思想在旧约的里头， 神的见证怎么样子交付给犹太人，这一件事情是何等的稀奇。
Just listen to these words from Deuteronomy chapter 11，
在申命记11章，
verse
18， 18节，
Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul. Ye shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. Ye shall teach them your children, talking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of the heavens above the earth.
你要将我的话存在内心，留在意中，系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，也要教训你们的儿女，
无论坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，又要写在房屋的门框上，并且城门上，使你们和你们的子孙的日子，在耶和华向你们列祖启示应许给他们的地上得以增多，如天覆地的日子那么多。
You know, you may think it's religion.
你可能觉得这是一个宗教。
The Jews bind these things round their heads and put them between their eyes.
犹太人的的确确把圣经的经节绕绑在 头的眉毛的眉心上。
They put them round their hands. Put them on their hands.
然后把它绕在这个手上。
They put them on the doorpost.
也放在门框上。
They put them on the gate.
放在城门口。
And we think, well, this is religion.
我们今天想，哦，这是宗教。
Actually, it is a testimony.
但是这是一个见证。
Your thinking must be under the word of God.
把神的话放在这个额上，是告诉我们，我们在我们的思想里头要主的话。
Your doing, your works.
你把神的话绑在手上。
Your business.
就告诉我们，我们手所做的。
Everything.
你的生意，你所做的。
That you do with your hands.
你用双手去做的事，你用两个脚所走的。
Shall be under the word of God.
都是在神的话语之下。
When you go out of the door.
当你从门出去，
It is under the word of God.
是在神的话语之下。
Your whole house, your family life is under the word of God.
然后你的家，你每天的生活都是在神话语之下。
And it is the same with the gate, all your business life.Your economic life, everything is under the word of God.
同样，把这个神的话刻在城门口，代表着我们所有的生意，我们的活动，每天的活动都是在神话语之下。
Here is something about the testimony of God.
这里特别注意到神的见证。
He has given us His word.
因为神把他的话给了我们。
Not to tickle us.
这个话不是讲讲让我们听听而已。
Not to somehow give some sort of satisfaction to our brains.
也不是让我们读读让我们的脑袋里面有不会空能够有个东西。
This word of God has been given to us to obey.
神的话给我们目的是叫我们顺服。
And until we obey it,
除非我们顺服
there will not be multiplication and blessing.
就没有任何的祝福。
But when we obey it,
但是当我们顺服了呢
the blessing of God is upon that person.
然后神的祝福就在这个人身上。
And the blessing of God upon that home.
也在这个人的家里。
And the blessing of God upon that business.
也是他所做的生意。
Upon everything to do with our life.
每一件他生活中的一切都蒙神的祝福。
I wish I could be more clear on this.
我但愿能够讲得更
清楚。We are living in days when people despise the word of God.
但今天你来看，人轻视神的话。
When they reinvent the word of God.
好像人今天要重新发明神的话。
When they bring it up to date.
然后把它变成现代化。
Tell us what is to do with the custom of the time and nothing for us today.
然后解释神的话的时候，种种是说这些话是当年的风俗习惯，用这个背景来解释神的话。
But this is the word of God which lives and abides forever.
但是圣经告诉我们，神的这个话是从古到今天没有改变。
By this word we have been born again.
今天我们是因着神的话，我们能够重生。
We've been made alive unto God.
我们能够活在神的面前，是因为神的话。
And by this word, every new step we take,
在这个神的话里头，在我们每一生所走的每一步，都是因着神的话。
It is tremendous.
这是了不得的。
And this word of God, in the Old Testament, is all centered in the Lord Jesus.
三十九卷旧约的经卷，它的中心都是以耶稣基督为中心的。
There is no single part of it that is not centered in Jesus.
你没有办法找到任何一个部分在旧约里头不以耶稣基督为中心的经文。
Take the blood.
讲到旧约的血。
Genesis chapter 3.
在创世纪第三章。
All the way through 39 books.
然后一直下来三十九卷书。
Blood.There is no salvation apart from the shedding of blood.
你会发现，都告诉我们，若不流血，没有救赎。
Take another thing.
再看。
Salvation.
救恩。
It's there in the third chapter of Genesis.
在创世纪第三章就看见了。
When a promise is given.
因为神做了这个应许。
About the seed of the woman.
就是女人的后裔。
And the triumph of that seed over Satan.
然后预言这个女人的后裔要打赢那个她的仇敌。
All the way through these 39 books.
然后你看三十九卷。
It is salvation.
你就看到那个救恩。
You know, Mary was, and Joseph were told to call him Jesus.
玛利亚告诉约瑟，这个孩子他的名字要叫耶稣。
Yeshua, salvation.
这个耶稣的意思就是神的救赎。
Sometimes Jews say to us,
有些犹太人这样说。
Well, you make so much of Jesus.
你们把耶稣渲染太大了。
But I don't see him at all in the Old Testament.
我在旧约看不见耶稣啊。
Then all you have to do.Is to point every time the word comes in English, salvation.
所以你要做的事情就是把旧约里面每一次用这个英文词翻译成救恩的时候，救赎的时候。
Thousands of times.
在旧约里面有一千次。
Yeshua, 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 Yeshua.
这个希伯来文的约书亚这个字。
Everywhere.
整本旧约都有。
Throughout the Old Testament.
你从头翻到尾。
Listen to Psalm 27.
你注意听二十七篇诗篇。
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
耶和华是我的光，是我的拯救。
Light and salvation.
光与拯救。
That word salvation is Yeshua.
这个英文翻译成救恩的时候就是
The Lord is my light
and
my salvation.
第一节说耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救。
When you come to the New Testament,
你到新约来的时候
then it's all summed up in John chapter 1.
在约翰福音第一章把它总结。
In the beginning,
太初
was the Word.
有道。
And the Word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是神。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身。
And we beheld his glory.
我们见到他的。
Glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
这是父独生子的父的荣光
，full of grace and truth，
充满恩典与真理
，Jesus，
耶稣基督。
This word translated in the English, the Greek word translated in the English word，
用英文翻译这个字“道
”，is logos，
原文是 logos。
Now the only way you can hear and understand me this evening is by the words coming out of my lips.
今天晚上你们能够懂我在讲什么，是因为你注意我口里面所出来的话。
If I keep my mouth shut,
如果今天我闭嘴，
you don't know what I'm thinking.
你就不知道我要讲什么。
You have no idea of my heart or my mind.
你不知道我心想什么，我的思维在做什么，在想什么。
But when I speak,
但是我一开口
It is an expression, an articulation, or to use an American word, American English, verbalization.
我开始把这个话表明我的思想，把它用言语说出来。
Jesus is the verbalization of God.
耶稣是谁？他是神话语的发表。
It is the way you and I can understand the heart and the mind of God.
通过他，我们就能够摸到，能够理解神的心，神的旨意。
Isn't this amazing?
何等稀奇啊
Am I boring you? I don't know.
我还没让你觉得无聊呢
You may have had a hard day, especially as this is the first day of the conference.
这是特会的第一晚上。
Well, what I'm saying is this.
我要讲的这个点。
The whole Bible is gathered up in the person of the Lord Jesus.
整本的圣经你能够把它集中在一个人身上，就是耶稣基督。
He is the Word of God.
他是神的话语。
You know, when you look at it, it is quite amazing. Go back into the Old Covenant. Everywhere you have types and figures.
你在旧约里面，你能看到有许多的预表。
Types of the Lord Jesus.
这些预表都是
预表基督。Figures of the Lord Jesus.
都是预表着基督。
It's everywhere.
到处你都看到。
Or again, think again.What about the events? I can only take one or two. Take the Passover.
你来看看旧约的逾越节。
Every single thing about that Passover speaks of Jesus.
在逾越节里面所提到的每一件事情都是预表基督。
Or what about Jordan?
约旦河。
When the priest stopped with the Ark of the Covenant.
当这个犹太人的祭司抬着约柜停在那里
And their feet went down
然后把脚踩在河里
On the riverbed
站在这个河床上
And in that moment
在那一刻
The river stopped flowing
哎，河停，那个河水停了
It's a wonderful picture of Jesus
这就是也是讲到预表耶稣基督
The testimony of God
这是神的见证
Or again, I think of a little pond in the wilderness.
在这个旷野的一个小湖吧。
You know what it was called? The children of Israel came to it and they drank it. It was bitter.
他们在走旷野路的时候，来到这个小湖，喝那个水，水是苦的。
It the name Mara means bitterness.
因为那个地方的名字叫马拉。
And Moses was told, cut down the tree.
那神就告诉摩西去把那个树砍下来。
Throw it into the pond.
投在这个小湖里头。
And immediately it became sweet water.
然后这个苦水就变甜水。
Jesus.
这也是预表基督。
That's what he does to a life that is just full of bitterness.
就预表主耶稣能够使一个人的生命中充满了苦毒。
You bring the cross into it.
你把十字架带进来。
And it becomes sweet.
就变成甜的了。
Or again, think of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant.
你要再想想看旧约。
Have you ever thought about?Who they saw?
你有没有想到他们看到谁
？It says in John chapter 1, "No man hath seen God at any time."
新约约翰福音第一章告诉我们，从来没有人见过神。
You can't get over that.
那你想想
，Who was one of the three that met Abraham?
那旧约里面提到有一天有三个人向亚伯拉罕显现。
He spoke directly to Abraham.
这三个人直接向亚伯拉罕说话。
He said, within a year you will have your son.
那么这三个人就对亚伯拉罕说，在一年之内你要有一个儿子。
And Sarah was preparing the meal in the tent.
那么莎拉在帐篷里面准备这个晚餐。
And she had the flap closed.
她
the door.
那个帐篷的门关起来的。
And she laughed.
她在里面就偷偷的笑了。
And this is why I know God has humor. God said through the flap, Sarah, you laughed.
然后神就说在这个帐篷的外面说
And Sarah said,
你笑了
I didn't laugh.
莎拉说我没有笑
Yes, you did.
你笑了
You shall call the son you shall have, Yitzhak, laughter.
将来你要给这个孩子起名叫做以撒意思就是笑了
Do you remember Jacob?
你记得
He wrestled with that mysterious stranger that person
以撒与那个天使摔跤
when,
雅各与天使摔跤
when he was changed into Israel
然后神把他名字改掉变成以色列
he said I have seen God face to face
他说我与神面对面
and I have lived
然而我却活着
what about Moses
摩西呢
when he saw the Lord
他看见神。
When it is said of Moses, he saw the Lord and spoke to him face to face.
神与摩西面对面谈话。
That's just a few examples.
所以我就给了这么几个例子。
Who was it?
那他们到底见到谁啊
？It was Jesus.
就是指着耶稣说的。
Before his incarnation.
在耶稣道成肉身之前的
It was Jesus.
那一位主
You know, this is the testimony of God that Israel received.
这是以色列得到的那个见证他们所受的就是这位主耶稣
There is a sense in which it doesn't make any sense until you bring Jesus into the equation.
所以你读旧约这许许多多的故事历史除非你把耶稣带进这每一件事情的主题，许多的圣经好像没有什么意义。
But I must finish. But you know, I always take a little time to finish.
我要结束，总是有一段时间才会结束。
It is very interesting to me that the Ark of the Covenant is called the Ark of the Testimony.
这个见证的帐幕这个会幕被称为见证的帐幕
It is the key in one way to all the tabernacle and the temple
这个会幕所预表的是讲到将来的那个殿
Actually the tabernacle is called the tabernacle of the testimony
因为那个帐幕被称为见证的帐幕
So now all that I've said is narrowing down to something very, very important.
所以你把我今天晚上讲的把它浓缩起来一个重点
The tabernacle of the testimony
这一个见证的帐幕呢
Much of the furniture is related to the testimony.
比里面那些家具更跟这个见证发生关系。
It's called the tent of the testimony.
这个会幕被称为见证的帐幕。
The ark of the testimony.
或者那个约柜被称为见证的柜。
That's the key.
那个是钥匙。
What is the ark?
什么是约柜
？The ark is the symbol or figure.Of the presence of God.
因为见证是一个代表，是一个象征，神在这里。
Do you remember how the Lord said, I will meet with you there?
因为神对摩西说，我要在那里与你面对面。
Between the cherubim's wings.
在那两个基路伯之间。
On the mercy seat.
在施恩座上
There I will meet with you.
在那里我与你会面对
There I will commune with you.
在那里我与你谈话
Now you've come to the heart of the matter.
所以我们就来到整个问题的中心
This is the testimony of God.
这被称为神的见证。
I wonder how I can put it clearly.
我怎么样能够讲得更明白一点呢？
Within that ark were three things.
在这个约柜里面有三件事情。
Two unbroken tables of stone.
有两块法板。
And on them written the essential law of God.
在这两块法板上刻着神的律法。
Second thing.
第二。
Golden pot of manna.
在那里有一个盛装玛纳的金罐。
Third thing.
第三件事。
Aaron's rod.
有亚伦的杖。
That miraculously went through all the seasons.
那个杖从冬天一直穿过整个的四季。
It is Jesus.
这都预表着基督。
He fulfilled the law.
耶稣满足了律法的要求。
Unbroken stone.
是那个两块法板是没有打碎的那个石头。
I am not come, he said, to destroy the law.
耶稣自己说，我来不是废掉律法，
to fulfill,
乃是成全律法。
The golden pot of manna.
那你看那个金马拿的金冠，
the bread of life.
是神的粮食。
Jesus spoke of himself.
耶稣自己说，
as the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
You need bread for sustenance.
我们需要这个面包来支持我们的生命。
Jesus is the bread of life.
那耶稣说，我是生命的粮。
He gives us eternal life.
他给我们永生。
And by that life, we live.
靠这个生命，我们活着。
If we abide in Him.
如果我们住在他里面。
He in us.
他住在我们里
面。That life.Grows stronger and stronger.
那么这个生命在我们里面呢，就越来越强壮。
And the Aaron's rod about it.
那么这个发芽的亚伦的杖呢
？Divine authority.
这是讲到神的权柄。
It's tremendous.
这是了不得的。
It is the Lord Jesus.
是指着耶稣基督说的。
Do you remember the times when the ark got parted from the tabernacle?
你记得在旧约里面有一次约柜离开了会幕。
Do you remember how it came back on its own accord?
那么后来怎么样，约柜又用牛车运回来了。
The presence of the Lord departed, and the presence of the Lord came back.
那个讲到神的荣耀离开了会幕，然后后来神的荣耀怎么样再回到会幕。
There are many things one could say about this.
所以在旧约里面，你有许多的地方，你有来预表着耶稣基督。
Everything in the tabernacle spoke of the Lord Jesus.
在会幕里头的每一件事物都是预表耶稣基督的一个部
分。The lampstand, all of gold.
这个金灯台。
The incense altar of gold.
这个金香炉。
The showbread table with the bread upon it.
这个陈列饼的桌子
，It's amazing，
都是很稀奇的。
The curtains，
那个幔子
，The silver sockets，
然后那个银的
座 ，Everything speaks of Jesus，
每一件事物都说到基督
，His redemption，
他的救赎
，Union with Him，
与他的联合
，It is the most incredible picture of the house of God。
这个。会幕是一个神家的一个图画。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这都是讲到耶稣基督的见证。
I checked this with Brother Stephen. I remember years ago Elizabeth Fishbacher saying to me.
好多年前， 有一个姐妹叫做 Fishbacher 姐妹，她跟我这样说，我这个故事呢，我今天跟江弟兄也对证过了。
We were talking about so-called churches.
在那个时候，我们谈所谓教会。
And Miss Fishbacher Elizabeth said, Father Nee once said, if the Ark of the Covenant and the Tent of Meeting get parted, follow the Ark of the Covenant.
那姐妹说，尼弟兄曾经说过这句话，就是如果你看见约柜与会幕是分开的话，你应当跟着约柜，而不是跟着会幕。
Did you hear that?
你听到那句话了吗
？If the ark of the covenant and the tabernacle get parted, follow the ark of the covenant.
再说一次，如果你发现约柜跟会幕分开的时候，你不是跟会幕，要跟着约柜。
Without the presence of God, it is just routine.
意思是说，如果没有神的同在，所有其他的那只是行礼如仪而已。
Ritual
是一个仪式
，ceremony
是一个庆祝活动。
The Lord is gone.
但是神却不在那里。
That's exactly what happened with Laodicea.
这就是新约讲启示录说到老底家教会的光景。
An assembly of born again believers.
那里有一群重生的基督徒。
With elders.
有长老。
With deacons.
有执事。
They had Bible studies.
他们也有
prayer meetings.
有祷告聚会。
Lord's table.
有波饼聚会
，evangelistic outreach，
有福音聚会
，and the head of the church， Jesus， was outside of the whole thing。
啊，你居然发现教会的元首却在门外
，and none of the elders saw it。
但是整个的教会
，and none of the deacons saw it。
长老也不知道
，and none of the people saw it。
弟兄姐妹也不知道。
Is it possible to have an assembly born again believers？
你看见这一群都是重生得救的基督徒
，meeting in the name of Jesus，
都是奉主名聚会
，praying in His name，
祷告奉主名
，studying His words，
读主的话奉主的名
，and He's outside。
但是主却不在中间，他我主在外面。
Yes，
这是可能的。
It is。
是如此。
If you read what the Lord said to the church at Laodicea,
如果你读那封信
their estimate of themselves,
他们对自己的估计
was diametrically different to the Lord's estimate.
刚刚好跟主对他们的估计180度相反。
They said,
他们自我说
we are rich,
我们富有了
we've gotten wealth,
我们都很好了。
We have need of nothing.
我们什么也不缺。
And the Lord said,
但是主却说
You do not know.
你完全不知道。
You are poor.
你是贫穷。
Naked.
裸体。
Blind.
瞎眼。
And wretched.
而且可怜。
Could the Lord say of born again believers, they were wretched?
你能够相信耶稣基督对着这些重生得救的基督徒说你们好可怜啊
People justified
这些是称义的人
By his finished work
被他的十字架的工作
This is what happens when the testimony of Jesus is withdrawn
这就是一个活生生的说明耶稣的见证从这一群人身上已经离开了。
You have all the outward things.
外表什么都有。
The heart has gone.
但是心却不在那里了。
Dear brothers, dear sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we need the Lord.
我们何等需要主。
We haven't so much time left to us.
现在剩下时间并不多了。
Maybe you found it difficult to listen this evening after traveling long distances, some of you.
今天晚上可能我们在座有些弟兄姊妹从远路来，坐在这里要听到非常辛苦。
But let the Lord reach your heart.
但是我愿主今天晚上摸到你的心。
It's not what you know.
不是你头脑里知道多少。
It's your heart.
是你的心怎么样。
When Jesus said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear, listen, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him.
你注意主对这个教会的说的话是说，我在门外叩门，若有人，请注意，若有人听见我的声音就开门的，我与他，他与我要一同坐席。
It is the most plaintive thing Jesus ever said.
这是主耶稣说过最迫切的话。
If any man hear my voice.
若有人听见我的声音。
That's what happened to the testimony of God in Israel.
当年在以色列人身上神见证的问题。
It became religion.
因为以色列人把这个见证变成一个宗教。
Outward show.
变成一个表演。
Ritual.
是一个传统。
Ceremony.
是一个庆祝活动。
But the ark of the Lord had gone.
但是他们不知道这个见证的柜老早离开了。
It was not there in Zerubbabel's temple, but it wasn't there in Herod's temple.
在所罗巴伯所建的那个殿也好，希律后来扩建的殿也好，没有约柜。
Ezekiel said,
以西结说
that he saw the glory of the Lord leaving.
以西结见证说，他亲眼看见耶和华的荣耀离开了圣殿。
What was the light?That shone over Bethlehem.
那个照在伯利恒的光是什么光？
It was the glory of God returning.
那个光是神荣耀的回来。
And anyone who knows anything about stars and astronomy will tell you that a star could not behave in the way that the Bethlehem star behaved.
如果任何一个人是读天象天文的人，他可以告诉你，没有天在天上没有一颗星的行动会像圣经里面形容那一天在伯利恒所看到那颗星的行动。
They saw the stars.
他们看见星。
In Iraq or Persia.
在波斯或者伊拉克看见星。
But when they got to Jerusalem.
但是他们到了耶路撒冷呢
？The light moved over Bethlehem.
那个新的光移到伯利恒去。
It was Jesus.
那是代表，那是基督。
Dear child of God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
It's possible for the Lord who has saved you to be outside and knocking.
今天我们这些得救的人，主在你的门外叩门，这件事情是非常可能的。
Don't make the mistake our people made.
不能再犯相同的错误，像我们犹太人犯的错误。
Don't make the mistake that you see all the way through church history.
不要犯错误，像整个两千年教会历史所犯的错误。
Why don't you hear his voice?
为什么你不听他的声音呢？
And obey.
顺服他。
And you will have a new experience.
那你就有一个新的经历。
Of the Lord Jesus.
对主耶稣。
May the Spirit of God meet you.
愿神的灵今天晚上遇见你。我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we pray that you meet us.
主啊，我们向你祷告，求你遇见我们。
Many of our assemblies are very lifeless.
我们许多的聚会是没有生命。
The glory of the Lord has gone.
因为神的荣耀离开了。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
We need to be revived.
我们需要你复兴你的我们。
We need to be renewed.
我们需要被你更新。
We need to have a new wonderful experience of yourself.
我们需要重新的经历你自己。
That will once again set us on fire.
让我们能够重新的被你燃烧起来。
Enable us to hear your voice.
让我们能够听见你自己的声音。
To hear what the Spirit says.
听见圣灵向我们说
to be overcomers.
来做一个得胜者
Lord, you know the days we're living in.
主你充分地知道我们今天所在的世界
And you know exactly where it's going to lead.
这个世界要朝什么方向去
Lord, hear us.
主啊听我们的祷告
In the name of Jesus.
奉主的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.